Michael, leading our news this morning, Clive Palmer's Queensland Nickel could be on the brink of collapse after he lost a court case against a Chinese business partner. 800 jobs at the company's Townsville refinery are at risk after a judge dismissed the federal MP's bid for a $48 million US payment from CITIC Pacific. Townsville's mayor says the region can't afford to lose the jobs.
We need to ensure that those 800 jobs stay, because with those 800 jobs is an impact of at least 2,500 jobs in our community.
Jenny Hill there. Police are investigating the death of an 11-year-old girl in Brisbane's Inner West overnight. Officers were called to a high-rise complex at Auchenflower. Police are treating the death as suspicious and forensic officers are at the scene. Global carbon dioxide emissions are on track to fall slightly this year for the first time in 15 years. The drop in emissions is due to reduced coal use in China, as well as a faster uptake of renewables. Released on the sidelines of the Paris Climate Conference, the report is the first to show worsening climate change and economic progress not tracking together. As we mentioned, former Federal Treasurer Joe Hockey is expected to be appointed today as Australia's next ambassador to the United States. The ABC understands a formal announcement will be made later today, and Mr. Hockey will start his new role in Washington next month.